Thanks for the tea.
Yeah, man. Welcome to Lexington. First time in Kentucky?
No. We've played in Louisville several times. That's Kentucky, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to talk all about your little bit about your life. We're going to talk about your Grammy nominations, some gold record certifications, and a broad range of fans. But first, we want to go ahead and get a little sample of what you're going to play for us tonight. What you got?
Okay, this is a song called I Will Be Light. Sit back in these days, remember my ways. Oh, will I ever get out of my cage? Yes, I am a slave, searching for some freedom, searching for some freedom. So I intend to sing them songs to spark memory. What is a man with no history? Who am I? What am I? What is this place? We're just spinning in space. I will be light.
Music on WUKY, that's Matthew Miller, otherwise known as MC Truth or Modest Yahoo. Once again, welcome to Lexington. Sounds wonderful.
Thanks.
Tell us the name of that song again.
That song's called I Will Be Light, and that is on the new record, which is called Light.
Wonderful CD. How is this different from what you've done in the past?
Oh, it's different in that it wasn't made with one band in particular. It was made with sort of various people. The producer is David Kahn, who I have not worked with in the past. And
What else?
How did you find David?
We worked together on a track for the John Lennon compilation called Watching the Wheels. And David produced that track, and Dub Trio, who's sort of the band that I'm playing with now.
Which Lennon song did you cover?
Watching the Wheels.
Watching the Wheels. Did you get to pick that, or was that chosen for you?
Well, I had kind of like I had a few that I could choose from. That was one of them.
And why did you choose that particular song?
I don't know. I like just the melody. I like the way it worked, and I like the idea of the song. You know, I have kids, and that was written when he kind of like took a break from music to hang out with his sons.
Definitely can dig that. Got a couple of sons. Are they fans?
Well, they're sons. I don't know. They're 4 and 3. So.
I got you there. Now, I want to talk a little bit about how you got here. Born in Pennsylvania. You were a self-proclaimed deadhead at one point, very early teens.
I don't know if I was self-proclaimed, but that's what I've been.
It just kind of happened for you.
Yeah.
Okay. At 14, you went on a camping trip in Colorado, reconciled with your faith, headed off to Israel, and then returned to White Plains, dropped out of school, and traveled to the country to attend, around the country to attend Phish concerts. Still a Phish fan?
Well, just a couple of facts. 16, it was actually 16, and I wouldn't say that I reconciled with my faith when I went on a camping trip in Colorado. I would say it's a little bit different than that. But
tell us what happened.
Well, and I think it's just like this feeling that a person has when they go out into the wilderness, you know, which is when you just sort of stripped kind of reality, when you get away from civilization, that everything kind of comes into question. You know, you kind of come into touch with the gaping hole that's inside of you, and then after that, I went to Israel and started to kind of investigate more into my own, I guess, roots and heritage. Then I came back to high school, and then that next year when I was 17, I left home and I went with a friend. We kind of hitchhiked around the country and kind of went in search of something. And Phish concerts were kind of a part of that.
And what did you find?
I don't know. I wouldn't say I found. I don't know how to kind of break that down into a couple of words.
Let me ask you this: at what point did the music come into play?
My own like when I was 17, you know, music, that was a big part of why I left. You know, I was going to listen to music. I loved music. You know, I loved. So that was a big part of it. You know, that was what I wanted to kind of center my life around, was music.
Talk about your influences. Now, obviously, Phish played a role. Am I guessing right here?
Yeah, that was a role for me.
What about Bob Marley?
Yeah, that was also a role. I mean, I started listening to Bob Marley when I was about 14. And, you know, the music right away spoke to me. And the lyrics intrigued me in terms of my own heritage, being that Bob Marley was quoting a lot of times the Old Testament and the Bible and the Torah and all that. And then a lot of early reggae music was making references to that. So all of a sudden, it made me start to realize that maybe there was some kind of wisdom that I was not receiving in my own tradition. And it sort of got me to start checking into my heritage. And then that became kind of like the basis for a lot of the music that I started making made after in that respect.
Was there any particular music that was being played around the house when you were growing up, before you actually started your own collection of songs?
I see you have a picture here on the wall of Paul Simon, and that was a big one. Graceland was a big record that was played
all
the
time.
Now,
this is something your parents were playing.
Yeah, Paul Simon, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Neil Young. Certain records like Harvest Moon was a big record. James Taylor, Never Die Young, that was a big record played.
Very interesting.
Smokey Robinson, all kinds of stuff.
How do your parents taking to your career as a musician?
They like it. They're music lovers, so they're happy.
What's your mom say?
About my career?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's psyched. She gets on she gets on Twitter and stuff as Modest Mom. Check her out.
Modest Mom.
At Modest's Mom or something like that.
I love it.
Once in a while. Not all the time, but once in a while she'll hop on there.
So is that what my mother's nickname with the grandparents is Gigi. Uh-huh. Are your kids calling her Modest Mom?
Oh no, I don't think so. They call her Nanny.
There you go. The very exciting thing. Tell us how you're involved with the Olympics. I know there's this thing on NBC. Let me see if I read this enough. You've watched network television in the last week. You've undoubtedly, or past few weeks, you've undoubtedly seen NBC's ads for the upcoming 2010 Winter Olympic Games in Vancouver, featuring lots of star athletes and the music of Modest Yahoo.
Word.
Tell us about what that's like for you. What's that like having your song and that kind of promotion for sports?
I think it's good, except that I don't watch TV, so I'm sort of removed from it. If I was watching TV and seeing it come up all the time, I'd be a lot more excited about it. But I have no clue if it's actually even running or not.
Well, once again, was that your choice, or was that your manager sitting over there, Michael?
Was whoever it was that put it on, if it was the record company or NBC. Or,
seriously, you know. They didn't call you up and say, we'd like to use your music?
Yeah, but nobody calls me directly. That doesn't ever happen to any artist. No one calls you.
That's too bad. Isn't that too bad?
Well, I mean, because like they would say, you know, I don't know, it's got to go through the whole process, you know, just the way it works. Yeah. And then when my manager finally told me that it was going to happen, it was exciting for sure. I walked around all day for a couple of weeks just saying to people, I got one word for you, Olympics.
Who are you rooting for as far as the...
I'm rooting for the Canadian hockey team.
There you go. That is... Does that have anything to do with the fact that your bass player is Canadian over here?
Yeah, it's just kind of like started. We have a couple of Canadians, and the first people that like mentioned it was when we were in Vancouver when the tour started, and they were like, oh, we heard you're going to be the thing. You got to support Canada, and somehow that guy just like worked himself into my consciousness, and ever since I'm a supporter of Canadian hockey.
Now, your bass player, Stu, over here told me he learned actually how to skate before he walked. Is that the case with you?
No. I had to first, you know, convince
Stu, you lying? Would you lie to me?
Around 2 or 3 years old.
Okay, all right. Now, what did you say, Modest Yahoo?
Oh, I was just saying that, what was it? No, I started playing hockey, I think, in second or third grade. I started skating when I was about 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rob also is a goalie, keyboard player here. We got a full-on team. We're ready to rock.
Really?
I started playing when I was 4.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. So you're the newcomer.
Yeah. Well, I'm the New Yorker. He's from Massachusetts, and he's from Canada, so that's
so
how it works.
I guess being
isn't
from
it?
New York makes up for the fact that these guys have been doing it longer than you.
Yeah, further
you
south
the
you go,
New
the later.
Yorkness, man.
The further south you go, the later you start playing. So it was 6 for me. Massachusetts was 4 for Rob and 2 for Stu in Canada.
Can you check pretty good?
That's
you
what like I was known for.
You like to knock them down?
I was a full-on goon. I was fighting in third grade.
Now, you know, here's the deal. Here in Lexington, it's basketball. It's, or nothing else.
My grandfather was a professional basketball player.
Okay, cool. We got a little bit going on with our football team, but it's all about basketball.
Cool.
So when we actually had a semi-professional hockey team come to town, which is gone now, I guess the support wasn't there, I went to my first hockey team, and I had no idea until one of the people that invited me to go, they said that they are going to fight, they are allowed to fight until they actually fall down onto the ice. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Yes. You don't do that, do you? You don't fight when you...
Well, I stopped fighting, I think, when I became an adult. But when I was at my last game, I'll tell you how it went out.
Okay.
I guess it was before I dropped out. So I was a junior in high school. I had dreadlocks, 6'3". Dreadlocks are hanging out of the back of the helmet. I had big flames on the side of the helmet.
Intimidating.
But our team kind of sucked, and we were playing a really good team, and they just totally were taking, you know, they were like scoring goal after goal after goal. It was one of those like totally devastating games, like 20-2 or something like that, hockey game, which that never happens. And someone lit a fire under me, and I went out and I just nailed some kid from behind, and I got a penalty. And the coach, like the team, the coach, everyone just got really riled up and was like, yeah. On our team, finally, there was like a breath of life into our team. The coach said, after your penalty's up, go right out there and do the same thing again. So I went out and I just nailed this kid from behind into the boards. He went flying, and it turns out the kid's name was Crazy John Schubert. I hit the wrong kid, and it turned into like a full-on brawl. Parents were like spitting on each other from the different teams, and the coaches were fighting, and everyone and they called the game. That was my last. That was my last.
Is there video
game.
Of that? Is that on the internet? See that?
I wish. I don't think so.
Okay.
That was pre-video. That was pre-internet.
Find that. Show that to your children. And did you like your tea? Is the tea okay?
Delicious.
I got some special green tea, ladies and gentlemen, from Modest Yahoo.
From Starbucks.
Yeah, from Starbucks. With the honey. Was the honey okay?
Yeah.
I don't think it was local honey.
No,
but, you know,
it's not Starbucks honey. But it's still good.
Let's do another one. You got something a little more up tempo for us? I mean, you can do anything you want, but
yeah. This song's called One Day.
Okay.
One word for you. Olympics.
Modest Yahoo on WUKY, ladies and gentlemen.
Sometimes I lay under the moon, I thank God I'm breathing. Then I pray, don't take me soon, I am here for a reason. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around. Cause all my life I've been waiting for it, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight no more, there'll be no more war, our children will play. One day, oh one day, one day, one day, one day, one day. It's not about win or lose, we all lose when they feed on the souls of the innocent. Blood drenched pavement, I'm moving though the water stay raging. In this maze you could lose your way, your way. It might drive you crazy, but don't let it faze you, no way, so no way. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around. Cause all my life I've been waiting for it, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't wanna fight no more, be no more war, our children will play. One day, oh one day, till one day, oh oh, one day. One day, one day. To be under the same sun, singing songs of freedom like Ovi Ebe, eh, eh, Ma'avo Obo, eh, 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 Amayo, you, oh, Abba, eh. All my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight no more, there'll be no more war. Our children will play one day, oh one day, sit one day, get it all, oh, oh one day, oh one day, sit one day, get it all, oh, oh one day, oh one day, sit one day. Oh 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 oh, I will pay.
Live music on WKY. It's Modest Yahoo along with Stu and Bob. Modest Yahoo, what's that one word again?
Olympics.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Find out more about Modest Yahoo at his website. What would that be?
ModestYahooWorld.com.
Thank you so much for stopping by. You're a good man. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.